Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warrior Playoff Basketball. Your Amity girls set to take on the Nissa Bulldogs here from Marshfield High School in Coos Bay, Oregon. This is Jeff Clark, along with my wife helping me out with keeping track of things for me and making sure that I don't go off the rails in some way. Want to thank you for joining us wherever you are. We've got a good Amity crowd on hand tonight here. Probably already, I'd say, pushing 80, 90 people here from Amity. So it looks to be a nice little crowd on hand. We've got about 11 minutes to go before the starting lineups are announced here from Marshfield High School. This is an outstanding venue. If you've never been here, just so much fun for the kids to come down here and play. Even though it's just a 4A high school, the atmosphere is just outstanding. It's a very intimate setting. And for the championship games, this place generally comes pretty close to packing out. And there's kind of two tiers. You have a floor tier and then kind of an upper level that wraps all the way around the gym. And old school wood bleachers on the upper side. You've got this open wood rafter building built probably in the 1930s, I would guess. And back when timber was plentiful and they could build these incredible wood structures. And it is just a magnificent place to play basketball and a great place to be hosted as part of a state tournament. Greg Mulkey, the athletic director here from Marshfield High School, coordinates this along with the North Bend athletic director as well. The whole community does a great job in Coos Bay of supporting the athletes as they come down here and stay in their hotels and eat in their restaurants and get supported by different groups down here. The Warriors and the Bulldogs meet up here for the second time this year. These two teams played back in December, end of December, and the Warriors won that game 57-51, and that was a game where Amity dominated the first half of the game. I think we were up 17 at halftime and then had a struggle to start the third quarter. Turned the ball over, didn't run their offense very crisply, just didn't come out very sharp to start the third quarter. The Bulldogs, on the other hand, turned some of those missed shots into baskets, made a couple of outside shots, kind of got themselves back into the game. Then it was a little bit of a battle. Amity pulled away again, and then it was Nissa made it close again down the stretch. But honestly, this is a team that Amity, if we play our game and dictate the kind of game that's played, which is what the better team should do. Better team should always be the one dictating the style of play so that you're playing your style. And if we do that, this is a team we should beat. Now, it's a one-and-done type of thing, right? If you don't win this, you're not winning a state title. And so you're into the loser's bracket. It's a double elimination tournament, if you will. But if you lose a game, you're not winning a state title. And if you lose this one, you're headed to the Breakfast Club tomorrow morning to play early, like 10:45 or something. So you don't want to do that. So Amity coming off some of their best basketball ever. They defeated Horizon Christian 65-37 in the second round of the state playoffs at our place. Before that had crushed Jefferson 71-39. Jefferson, a top 10 team in the state, had beat them the week before on our court 54-48, and then had run off some wins earlier. The last loss being to Jefferson at Jefferson on the 19th of January. So, the Warriors have won, I believe it's 10 straight, if I've got my, or 9 straight games coming into this. They're 22-3 overall. In fact, the only losses the Warriors have this year were to Jefferson, who, like I said, was a top 10 team, to Corbett, who's the number one team in the state. That was a 4-point loss back in December, and a loss to the Philomath Warriors by 1 point at Philomath back on the 3rd of January. That was a great test for Amity. As that is a good 4A girls team. So the Warriors look to keep this good play going, continue to play great defense. The 1-3-1 has been absolutely spectacular the last month or so of play, and so they'll look to continue that. They may also play some man-to-man, which they've been very good at as well. So they'll figure out what they want to do here. I'm not sure. I don't have any special insight. I've talked a lot with Tim and Jeb, but I haven't really asked them exactly what their game plan is. We'll see when they break the huddle and get out on the floor whether or not they want to come out in that full court 1-3-1 that they're so good at, or if they want to play some man-to-man, more half court. And the guard play of Nyssa is kind of suspect. Brinley Hartley is generally their point guard, number one. She's a junior, and she's an okay ball handler, not a great shooter, and just not someone that strikes fear into your heart. She's not like the whole wedge girl from Corbett or Orton from Jefferson, or even the girl that we saw, can't remember her name now, from Horizon Christian, is even a more dynamic point guard. And so we've seen some of the best point guards in the state already this year, and the Hartley girl is a solid basketball player, but not a star that strikes fear into your heart as a defense. They'll also start the Arizmendi girls. Clarita wears number 10. Clarissa wears number 20. These are 5 foot, 10 inch, lanky girls who have some skills. They can score some points on you. They rebound pretty well. Number 10 is Clarita Arizmendi, and she loves to shoot the three from the wing. Saw that going back and watching the tape from the first time these two teams played in the end of December. They'll also start Ambry Draper, a 5'5 senior guard, and Chloe Johns, a 5'10 sophomore forward. So they're tall, they're long, 5'10, 5'10, 5'10 across that front line. And that's something that the Warriors will have to deal with, right? I mean, that's the way, you know, you can get hurt inside with offensive rebounds and not be able to get out and run your break and just cause some problems when you drive to the basket. I think especially the two players most affected by length on the other team typically are going to be Sarah Lynn Grove, because she's going to be playing right around the rim, and these girls probably have an inch, 2 inches on her, depending on their length. And then the other one most affected would be I just lost my train of thought there for a second. Eliza Nisley. Eliza loves to drive the rim right down the middle of the lane, and that's a lot tougher when there's that much length out there. If there's only one tall girl, you can kind of navigate that, but if there's two or three of them on the floor at the same time, you really have to be kind of careful about reaching out with the ball. There's just not that same kind of opening. Warriors would love to see Alyssa McMullen come out on fire this game. She has been a little streaky this year, but she's had some good stretches in multiple games recently where she's knocked down three or four shots in a row. And if she can get out of the gate quickly, that makes a big difference. That game against Jefferson in the district title game, if you remember, the Warriors drew it up for Maya to come out, take the first shot. She comes off a little high screen, pops out the top of the key. Jefferson doesn't chase her, and she nails a three. Follow it up with a three-pointer from Sarah Lynn and a three-pointer from 80, and the Warriors were 3-for-3 on their first deep attempts. So that would be the ideal start, but the Warriors would take even a couple of threes early in the game just to kind of set the tone and force that Nyssa defense to have to come out on them. That opens up those lanes for Maya and Eliza to drive the ball, as well as Sarah Lynn to have some room to work there in the paint. All right, we're going to take a quick break and be back. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC and Podbean. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back, Warrior fans. We're just about ready to get going here with Amity Warrior Playoff Basketball from Coos Bay Marshfield High School. I want to remind you to stay connected to your favorite team with the OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features the latest scores and schedules and rankings for all teams and leagues across Oregon. Access OSAA state championship programs. Read the latest prep news and information. Search OSAA Live in the App Store or on Google Play to download today. Dear style, efficiency, and performance. Glad we're on the same team this season and every season. Let's keep huddling up and going for it. Toyota, let's go places. All right, we are ready for the national anthem here from Marshfield High School. Waiting for the PA announcer to get going. 10 seconds on the clock here. And a nice Warrior crowd on hand. A lot of blue in the stadium because, well, NHSA is the exact same colors as Amity. So everywhere you look, it's blue and white practically.
Good evening and welcome to Marshfield High School. It's session number two of the 2024.
Amity Warriors will be in their home white uniforms with the blue trim and numbers. The Warrior logo on their side. NHSA in their road uniforms as the lower seed, wearing a royal blue uniform with white numbers and letters and gray and white trim. And we're going to have our national anthem now. We'll let you listen in. That was a long version of the national anthem. She sang that slow. She's laughing afterwards. I think she got nervous and she just kept getting slower and slower as she sang it. Not an easy thing to do. High school senior here from high schooler here from Marshfield. I don't know if she's a senior or not, but that's a little nerve-wracking. You're singing in front of a bunch of people you don't know and in front of an important state playoff game. All right, for the NHSA Bulldogs, it will be, as I mentioned, Brindley Hartley, their starting point guard, a 5'5 junior, wears number one. Clarita Arizmendi, 5'10 senior post, wears number 10. Number 20 is her twin, Clarissa Arizmendi, also a 5'10 senior. She's listed as a forward, and Clarita listed as a guard. So you go think that one through for a second. Clarita, 5'10 guard in the roster for NHSA. Number 24, Ambry Draper, a 5'5 senior, and Chloe Johns, number 33, a 5'10 sophomore. For the Warriors, it's going to be their normal starting five. It's going to be Alyssa McMullen, 80 Nisley, Eliza Misley, the three sophomores, and Maya Harsman, Sarah Lynn Grove, the two juniors. And then that seven-man rotation will bring Emily Rice and Kylie Wilson off the bench. And if we go deeper than that, there's either a lot of foul trouble or there is a lopsided score because that's kind of in the seven that Jed used this year. These two teams know each other. As I mentioned, they played back in December. The Warriors came out of that with a 57-51 win. And that was on a neutral court at Salem Academy. NHSA is coached by Jeremy Chamberlain. And the Warriors, of course, coached by Jed McMullen, assisted by Tim Harsman, McCarmel Shane, and Amanda Grove. Good student section going on here for the Warriors tonight. They're out there on the floor forming the tunnel as the Warrior girls get introduced. For some of these Warrior girls, their junior year, they are the third trip down here. Maya and Sarah Lynn were down here when Ellie was a junior. They came back last year, Ellie's senior year, their sophomore year, and took fourth last year down here, even though Ellie was still not 100% of what she had been before she tore her ACL. And now they're back for their third trip in 3 years. So they know this court. They're comfortable with playing here. And I think that that bears some advantage. Now, Nyssa won a state title 2 years ago. So some of these girls played on that team, but they weren't, and I can't remember if they were here last year or not. That escapes my memory. I'd have to go back and look through the vault there. All right. You're ready to roll. Number 20, Clarissa Arizmendi, is going to jump center against Sarah Lynn Grove. So you get a better idea about how they match up height-wise. They list her at 5'10". But I'm going to say Sarah Lynn is maybe a half inch short. We're ready to go. Arizmendi wins the tap. And they get it into the hands of Draper. Draper across half court, swings it over in the corner to Arizmendi. Back to Draper on top. Her pass tipped, controlled by Hartley. Hartley doubled out on top to Draper. Draper swings to Arizmendi. She comes around the top of the key, works right, loses it, and it's picked up by Hartley. Hartley tries to throw down low, knocked away, and still loose. Picked up by McMullen at half court. She slows it down. Good transition defense there by Nyssa. So the Warriors get a steal to start things off. Out on top, McMullen backs it up, waits for the offense to get balanced with the double high post. It's Nisley. Hands off to Harzma. Turns the corner all the way to the basket. Nobody picked her up. She missed the shot. Rebound put back up by 80. She missed it. And the rebound to Draper. Warriors got what they wanted there, even better than what they wanted. Knocked away from behind. 80 Nisley coming in and poking that away from Draper as she tried to push it up the right side of the floor. 7:06 left to go here in the first quarter. 0-0 game. Warriors defensively off to a good start. They logged Arizmendi, and I think Grove might have got a piece of that. The pass saved off the rebound back in, and McMullen with the steal. Harzma, top of the key extended. High post, Grove on the left angle. Turns, goes to the basket, and she is fouled. Two shots coming for Sarah Lynn, and she comes up a little gimpy after that. She tweaked her ankles in warm-up. They were running just a basic drill, and she caught at the edge of a shoe. Told her mom she tripped on a line, but she caught the edge of her shoe and tweaked an ankle a little bit, so she's a little gingerly out there right now. Hoping she can walk that off. Making shots helps, though. She makes the first one. Grove breaks the ice here in this first-round game. One more coming for the junior post. Misses that one. Arizmendi can't save it. Should be Warrior basketball. Warriors battling down there. I think that was 80 Nisley battling. Arizmendi couldn't hang on to it. They lob into Grove at the foul line. Turns from the foul line. Her shot blocked. Nisley to Nisley. Down to Harzma. Back on top. Grove for three. Perfect. Sarah Lynn Grove makes it 4-0. What ankle. No problem. I got this. Arizmendi with the ball. Cross half court, picks up her dribble, skips it over to Hartley, or Draper. Draper down in the corner to Arizmendi, skips it to her sister on the right side, drives. Bad shot there, knocked away. Harzma with it, pushing up the middle, ahead to McMullen. McMullen takes it in, pulls it back, out to Grove, another three. Are you kidding me? No, that one won't go. Rebound tipped inside and controlled by Arizmendi. She pushes up, might have traveled, got away with it. There's an offensive foul. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul. Are they going to say shot, no shot, two shots? She missed. They're going to call the foul on Eliza. It's going to put Hartley on the line. Now some clarification here. I didn't see the basket if it went in or not. Basket's good. That, I thought it went in, but then I thought they weren't calling a shooting foul. So it'll be one shot for Hartley. Yeah, Arizmendi got away with a travel at about half court. She kind of carried the ball, took an extra step in there. Missed. Ball loose inside, chased down by Eliza on the sideline. Warriors up 4-2 with the ball. Maya gets the play call from Coach McMullen. Uncle Jed swings it over to Alyssa on the right angle. On top, Maya fakes the three. Kicks over to 80 for a deep two. Too strong. Rebound, Arizmendi. Clarissa type. She brings it up herself. Gets to half court. Throws ahead to Hartley. Hartley, skip pass. Over to Draper. She drives baseline. Misses the shot. Ball's loose on the floor. And it ends up in the hands of Arizmendi. Clarita Arizmendi. She throws it away. John's trying to say it was tipped. It might have been. But when you're out of control, you tend not to get good calls. And Clarita Arizmendi that time out of control out there, not able to draw any kind of a call. Maya getting bumped all the way up the floor by Hartley. She shakes it off, brings it across the timeline. High post, Eliza. Hands off, McMullen, 17-footer. Good! Alyssa McMullen makes her first shot. 6-2 Amity. Arizmendi to Hartley. Hartley up the left side, throws ahead to Draper. Skip pass knocked away by 80. She chases it down. She'll take it in with the left hand, and she is stripped. Ball goes out of bounds. Great defensive play by Hartley. She came like a jet. I thought she was going to take 80 out completely. That was a great defensive play by the junior guard from Nyssa. John's out into the game. Number 23, London Hartley. So we have two Hartleys and two Arizmendis. That's not hard. Eliza, a rough reverse lay-in. Can't get it. Ball's loose. We're going to get a kicked ball on Hartley, Warrior basketball. Warriors scrambling and really kind of controlling most of the loose ball action here so far. McMullen gets it into Maya. Maya works left. High post. Sarah Lynn out to McMullen for three. No good. 80 tips. Out of bounds off of her. Good hustle by Nisley to get in there and mix it up on the board. She was our leading rebounder last year, all 5'5 of her. Just great timing and hustle. 1-3-1 full court from the Warriors. Hartley with it. Picks up her dribble, throws a bad pass, picked off by Eliza. Eliza takes it in, blocked from behind, fouled. She'll shoot two. That's going to be on Clarita Arizmendi. Her first of the game, second team foul on the Bulldogs. 4:28 left to go first quarter, 6-2. Amity on top. So Eliza to the line to shoot two. Scoreless in the game so far. Not anymore. Buries that first one. One more coming for the sophomore. First team all-league misses that one. So Warriors have split two pairs of foul shots so far. It's a 7-2 game. Arizmendi throws ahead on the sideline. They lose it. They got it lucky there. They got it back. It's the other Hartley with it, London. Bodied up. She gets it to Arizmendi. Arizmendi with a skip pass over to Brinley Hartley. She drives, kicks back out in the corner. Draper, mid-range, no good. Weak side rebound. Arizmendi shovels it, and there's a foul. Going to be a reach-in foul on the shot. It's going to put London Hartley on the line, or Draper on the line. The foul is on Harzma, her first. The mid-range air ball ended up in the hands of Arizmendi on the right side. Tough one for the Warriors to rebound. Draper misses the first. One more coming for the senior guard. Gets that one. 7-3 Amity. Warriors get it in quick. Brinley Hartley on Harzma. She dogs her up the floor. Harzma across the timeline. High post. Eliza backdoor 80. Kicks it out. Three-pointer from McMullen. No good. Rebound inside. Eliza blocked out of bounds. Thought she was going to draw a foul. That's that length of Arizmendi girls in there. Both of them still in the game. And that was Clarita Arizmendi blocking that one out of bounds. In the corner, Grove takes the inbound, steps back now on top to McMullen. Working on Draper, or no, the other Hartley down low. It's knocked away. 80 ends up with it. Little short hop and knocks it down from about 5 feet. That ball pass was deflected, and 80 came out of there with it. Arizmendi over to Hartley, throws long ahead and out of bounds. Not tipped, so it's the Warriors' ball. It was London Hartley was the intended recipient of that. But she thought it might have been tipped, so she pulled back. She wasn't going to be able to get it anyway. Warrior pressure causes that turnover. McMullen up the right side. Works her way across half court. Gets it to Harzma. Works to the right. Hands off to 80 on the right angle. High post. Sarah Lynn on the weave to Harzma. Over to 80 for three. No good. Rebound inside. Sarah Lynn's got to be careful there. Arizmendi with the rebound. She brings it up the right side. Clarita Arizmendi over to Draper, and she throws it away long over the head of London Hartley and out of bounds. Warriors still with their starting five on the floor. Nobody in foul trouble. 9-3, Amity on top and the ball. Coming back into the game is Johns. She replaces Draper. So full court man pressure here from Nissa, it looks like. Get the ball into Eliza. Eliza blows past Arizmendi. Arizmendi tried to body her. Down low, and there's a foul as the other Arizmendi, Clarita, comes through the back of 80, who was cutting from the right side across the lane under the hoop to try to catch that pass from her sister. Harsmel inbound along the baseline. 2:46 to go, first quarter, 9-3 Amity. Harsma triggers it in. Eliza down low, turns, lays it up and in. She got under the arm of Arizmendi and scores. She's got five in the game. That is not true. She has three. I gave 80's points to Eliza there. Hartley poked away by Eliza into the backcourt. Hartley chases it down. 11-3 Amity. Hartley weaving her way through traffic on the right side to her sister. Banks it in from three-point range. Well, that happened. It's 11-6. Long pass ahead. Grove down low. Lays it up. Too strong. Ball knocked away. Hartley gets it. London Hartley up the right side. They're going to call an offensive foul as she knocks Eliza to the ground. I thought that should have been a no call, honestly. She tried to avoid Eliza. They barely bumped hips. Eliza went down, but I don't think it was enough to call an offensive foul on it. But that's the way it goes sometimes. We've had our share of those. Arizmendi, Clarita Arizmendi out of the game, into the game number three, Trinidad. Warriors get it in. Eliza probably fouled there. No call. Drives all the way in, and she is fouled by Johns. That's what happens when you attack the body of the big girl. You go right into their chest, and you force them. If they're moving, they're going to commit the foul. The only way they're not going to commit a foul and draw one on you is if they can stand their ground, not move. But if you know you've got them sliding over, you have a huge advantage. That's the fifth foul with minute 59 to go here in the first quarter. Eliza misses that one badly to the left. Needs to settle down. Just relax. One out of three from the line. She's been shooting free throws really well lately. This one's perfect. I think that one just slipped off the side of the hand. 4 points for Eliza. 12-6 Amity. Inside at 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Hartley picks up her dribble, goes in the backcourt to Trinidad. Trinidad picks up her dribble, back to Hartley. Gets it across. No, she didn't get it across. Oh, wait. He says, my bad. It's going to be Nissa ball on the side. He inadvertently called the 10-second call a half a second too soon. He looked at the clock and saw it was a 10-second call. He misread the clock. He saw 24 on the clock. I think he was thinking that was 10 seconds. It was actually 10 and a half. And so anyway, Warriors end up with the ball on the turnover. They did get the 10-second call. He called it, then he corrected himself incorrectly, and then he corrected his incorrect correction correctly, and the Warriors get the ball. 80 in the corner, or Eliza in the corner with it, back on top to Alyssa. Alyssa works to the right, to the left, back stop, over to Harsma on the left angle. Alyssa with it in the corner, finds Eliza at the elbow, down low to 80, out on top. Maya back to 80 in the corner. Down low, Eliza kicks it out to Alyssa, mid-range. No, won't go. Ball tipped back out to Alyssa, 15-footer too strong. Ball tipped again, and 80 can't save it. Alyssa, the first one was challenged. The second one was a really good look from about 12 feet. She would love to have that shot all night long. It's a layup for her. 12-6 Amity, 1:18 to go first quarter. Trinidad gets it to Hartley. Hartley works up the right side, cut off there by 80. And Alyssa works around, swings it in the corner. Arizmendi for three, hits it. They left her alone out there. And Arizmendi makes it a ball game. It's 3 points now, 12-9, minute to go, first quarter. Maya drives in deep, picks up her dribble, back out to Eliza. Eliza with the drive, out to 80, fakes the three. Eliza on the baseline, finds Maya cutting, lays it up, she's fouled. She caught Hartley reaching into the cookie jar there. Nice, strong play by Maya. It's funny how often I say that over the course of a season. She plays so much stronger than she looks physically. Harzma buries the foul shot. First point of the game for the senior point guard. 45.7 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. It's 13-9 Amity. Into the game, Kylie Wilson replaces Eliza Nisley. First break of the game for any of the Warriors. Maya misses that second one badly. There may be a few nerves there still at the foul line for the Warrior girls. Hartley, four-point Warrior lead, works to the right. Out of control, loses it, and Maya picks it up. 34 seconds. Shot clock still on, though. Ahead to 80, drives baseline all the way in, lays it up and in! 80 Nisley attacking the middle of the lane. The big girl wasn't there. She's on the bench, I think. We got a travel. Sarah Lynn Grove slid over and cut off Long, who's into the game, up the sideline. First time she'd touched the ball, and she tries to get past Sarah Lynn and travels. Great defense by Amity. 19 seconds, a six-point Amity lead, and the ball. You get the ball in, and that's got to be a foul on Hartley. She just shoved Maya to the ground, and Hartley ends up with a lay-in. To get the ball, she put two hands in the back of Maya and shoved. That's crazy that wasn't called. And we're going to get Alyssa stepping out of bounds as London Hartley forces her to the sideline. Jed says, hey, settle down and go to your left hand. 15-11, 4.7 seconds left. Wow, I cannot believe they let Hartley get away with that shove on Maya. What a crazy non-call that was. Hartley jacks up a deep one, and it's out of bounds. After one quarter, Amity on top, 15-11. Could be better, could be a lot worse, folks. We'll be back in just a minute here with more playoff basketball on KLYC and Podbean. Welcome back to Marshfield High School. Your Warriors with a 15-11 lead after one quarter. Hey, as the title sponsor of the OSAA State Championships, On Point does everything it can to help our team and community get ahead. On Point delivers the local banking and lending its members need to reach their goals and make more possible. Visit On Point at onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity. All right. It'll be Amity basketball to start the second quarter. Jed can't be thrilled about a couple of breakdowns there the Warriors had, but overall, not a bad quarter. Up four, going into the second. High post, Grove. Push, no call. Hands off to Harzma. Harzma turns the corner, gets in deep, finds 80 on the baseline, lays it up and in. Great pass, assist, Maya Harzma. 80 Nisley with six. Leading scorer in the game for either team. They get the ball to Arizmendi. Arizmendi drives, cut off. She gets back out to the wing, picks up her dribble, 5-10, overlooks the defense, gives it to Hartley in the corner, back to Arizmendi, tries to go baseline, cut off by 80, back to her sister, skip pass over. They hand off to Hartley for three. She hits it. London Hartley with her second three of the game. The first one was banked in. This one's clean from the left angle. Three-point Amity lead, 17-14. 80 fakes the three on the left wing. Now she takes it. No good. Probably not the way Jed wanted that offensive set to run. Arizmendi with the rebound. Clarita goes behind the back. Picked up. Warriors in man-to-man defense now. They deny out on top. Finally get it to Hartley. Hartley works around the top. Bounce pass down low. And a foul. Kylie got bodied out of position, and it was a good entry pass from Hartley to number 32, Cleaver. Nissa goes deep. They've played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players already in the first half, and we're, 9 minutes and 15 seconds in. Cleaver misses the first. Both Arizmendi's on the floor, along with London Hartley. Cleaver hits the second one. 2-point Warrior lead, 17-15. 80, or Eliza with it, up the middle, all the way in to the basket and scores. They never got in front of her, and Eliza said, thank you, I'll keep going. She's got 6 in the game. Tied for high-scoring honors with 80. There's Mindy, Clarita with it, working against 80. Gets it across half court. Picked up her dribble. Nowhere to go. Finally hands off. Oh, she stepped over, and she did. He caught her. Put her heel on the line. It was London Hartley coming to take a handoff. Great defense by 80 Nisley. Made that happen. She got Clarita Arizmendi to pick up her dribble right as she crossed half court. There was no room for London Hartley to really work her way through there. Okay. Warriors basketball up 4. 6:22 left to go first half. Eliza out on top to 80 on the right angle. She backs it out, waiting for Arizmendi to come and get her. It's man-to-man defense. In the corner, Eliza gets a screen from 80. On top, Sarah Lynn swings it to Maya on the left angle. Hartley went for the steal, doesn't get it. All the way to the basket, up, missed that one. Ball tipped and controlled by Cleaver. Great move by Maya, just couldn't finish with that left hand. There's a long pass ahead and out of bounds off the hands of Arizmendi. The pressure causing them to make passes that they don't want to make. They're having to make long passes up over the defense because the pressure is so intense. 4-point Amity lead with the ball. Maya working against London Hartley. Goes past her and lost the ball. That's a travel, though. We got fortunate there. Maya turned it over, and Arizmendi said, I'll take it, but she lost her balance and fell over backwards with the travel. That's going to get Brinley Hartley back into the game. She replaces Cleaver, so they get a little shorter, but they're still very long. Man-to-man defense for the Bulldogs. Maya inbounds. Goes to Kylie. Kylie back to 80. Fakes, drives, fouled on the reach-in. 2 shots coming for 80 Nisley. Warriors really attacking off the dribble well against this man-to-man defense. So the foul on number 20, Clarissa Arizmendi. 80 with a chance to extend the 4-point lead. Hasn't been to the foul line tonight. Misses that one. Warriors foul shooting hurting them here in this game. This should be a more significant lead. They are 4 for 9 now from the foul line, I believe. Now they're 5 for 10, so shooting 50%. You'd like to see that up north 65 to 70%, which is where this team probably should be most of the time. Hartley working against Eliza, and a reach-in foul on Eliza, just being a little too aggressive. That's going to be her second with 5:35 left to go in the second quarter. Just have to be smarter. Arizmendi inbounds to Brinley Hartley. So both Arizmendis, both Hartleys, and Draper on the floor. Brinley working against 80. Tries to turn the corner, runs into the Warriors. No call. And we've got a whistle and 2 shots. They're going to call a foul. There should have been an offensive foul in there. That was a bad no call. Hartley was out of control and just ran down Kylie Wilson. Couldn't get the call. Dad Wilson standing up in the stands. Cannot believe that wasn't a charge. I'm with you, Craig. I think it was too. There's Mendy at the line. Short. So Clarissa Arizmendi misses her first free throw attempt of the night. Eliza out with her 2 fouls. Alyssa back in. So it's McMullen, Harzma, 80 Nisley, Wilson, and Grove on the floor for the Warriors. Arizmendi's second one good. She's got 4 points in the game. Warriors up 4, 5:20 to go, first half, 20-16. McMullen working against Draper, gets it high post to Wilson, hands off to Maya, back out to 80, fakes the 3, down low, knocked away. Arizmendi knocked it to her sister. Clarita with it, works across half court, wants to drive, picked up by Wilson, down low. The other Arizmendi lays it up and in. That's number 20, Clarissa Arizmendi has 6. She got Grove right in front of the rim, turned and banked it up and in. Harzma, drive, kick, 80 in the corner. Doesn't want it, out to Grove. fakes the three, works right, fakes the pass, back to 80. Deep three, no good. Rebound. And that's going to be Wilson from behind picking up the foul against Trinidad into the game. Warriors now have four fouls here in this quarter, which means Nis is shooting free throws the next 4:32. Might be time to go back to that 1-3-1. I don't know. Maybe avoid some fouls. A couple of these have been loose ball foul type things, though. Maybe not the normal. There's Mendy on the wing. Florida with it. Knocked away, stolen by Wilson. Good hands. And then Grove is going to pick up a foul as Trinidad reached in. Grove was surprised and pushed off. I think they got that call right. That's the second on Grove. Just one of those fluky things. She pivoted away from one defender, found herself right into the chest of Trinidad and pushed off to clear some space. So a break for the Bulldogs, down two, halfway through this second quarter. Down low, Arizmendi turns, blocked by Grove, and Wilson with the rebound. And throws it away after she traveled. Got to relax. Kylie got a little stressed out there. Made a great play between her and Grove. Now Grove out and Rice in. Warriors with both Grove and Eliza Nisley on the bench now with two fouls. Emily's going to have to do a great job. They get it in. They miss the shot. Trinidad misses. Rice on the floor. They get the jump ball. Possession to Nissa, I believe. Tim telling him what he wants on this inbound defensive set. Still in man-to-man. Draper trying to get it in. Finally does. Underneath, Arizmendi misses. Trinidad with a rebound. Shortest kid on the floor. Back out to Arizmendi. Misses a three. And Wilson with a great box out of Clarita Arizmendi. And then finally gets the ball to McMullen. Now to Harzma across half court. Maya with it. Top of the key extended. Works to the right. Calls out what she wants. Works back to the left. Over in the corner to McMullen. McMullen with a pretty quiet first half, just 2 points. High post, Wilson, backdoor, tries to go to Wilson, or to McMullen, loses it, and Draper comes out of there with it, pushes ahead. Maya just steals it, just beat her to the ball. Maya going the other way, works down with the left hand, and she is fouled, the second foul on the Bulldogs. No shot. It'll be Warriors ball out of bounds. That's going to be the second foul on somebody, I think. On Arizmendi. Oh, his third. Take it back. So Clarita Arizmendi goes to the bench. Scoreless, but three fouls. So it's 80. Nisley, Wilson, Harzma. Wilson takes it in the corner. Out to McMullen with the ball. Rice out there also. Maya drives, steps through. They're going to get her for a travel. She got tripped up a little bit, took an extra step. Maya's had a tough time finishing in the lane so far today. She's had some really good attempts in there and hasn't been able to get the bottom of the net on those. Trinidad working against McMullen. Trinidad only about 5 feet tall, but she's had a couple of offensive rebounds already. Trying to get the ball underneath. Finally does. And Wilson blocks it out of bounds. That was Cleaver trying to back Wilson down. It's a good matchup for Kylie. Kylie probably an inch taller, and definitely stronger, I think. Draper to inbound, left side of the key. And she finds Brinley Hartley for a basket on the right side. Jed wants a timeout. Not happy with his defense here in the second quarter. They've been outscored 9-5, and just some things that haven't gone very well in terms of fouls and shots not dropping and some loose balls not going their way. So a full timeout. We'll take advantage of this time to let you know that the OSAA is going digital with Hometown Ticketing, the official ticketing partner of the OSAA. Access tickets for all first round through state championship finals via the OSAA website or OSAA Live app. Order your tickets in advance and present your digital ticket at the gate. Convenient, paperless, and easy to use. Visit osaa.org/tickets. On Point Community Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OSAA State Championship. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union, serving more than 539,000 members. Visit onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity. All right. 2:45 left to go second quarter. 20-20. Like I said, if the Warriors can play their style of game, this is a game they should win. They've been up. They were up early in this game. They were up late in the first quarter by six, had a chance to extend it to eight, and had a turnover. And each time, Nis has been able to battle back by getting the Warriors out of their style. Warriors with the ball. Harzma working against London Hartley. Gets it across half court. Bounce pass to McMullen in the corner. 80 Nisley. On top to Rice. Fakes. Drives. Kicks to 80. Fumbled the ball. Wants to go baseline. Nothing there. Down low. Wilson up with the left hand. A little too strong. Warriors have missed so many shots in the paint. Hartley up the left side. Picks up her dribble. Right on the sideline. The Warriors trap. And there's a steal by 80 Nisley. She'll take this one with the left hand and score. 80 read that the whole way. The trap worked. 80 with nine. Leading score in the game. Hartley with it. Brinley Hartley lobs it over to Draper. Draper throws ahead to London Hartley. Wants to drive. Almost stolen away. Gets it out to Brinley. Her three blocked by Maya Harzma. Rebound by Wilson. Gets it to Harzma. Warriors up two with the ball. What a play by Maya. Ahead to Alyssa. Fakes the three. 80 on the baseline. She is fouled by Brinley Hartley. I think that's her second. Third team foul on Nissa. 1:43 left to go in the first half. McMullen's going to inbound left side of the key. Gets it into Wilson in the corner. Out to 80. 80 back to McMullen. And we're going to have an offensive or a defensive foul on number 24, Draper, as she just forced her way through the Wilson screen. Great job by Kylie to draw that foul. That's Draper's first. So the Warriors will get it back with a fresh shot clock and a minute 39 to go here in the second quarter, up two. Trying to get the ball in. Finally, Harzma gets it on top. Rice takes a three. Hits it! Emily Rice buries a three-pointer! Didn't see that coming. No conscience. Just, hey, I'm open. I'll shoot. And drains it. Puts him up five. A shocking three-pointer. Emily has not shot the ball well for a while this year. Underneath, Arizmendi kicks it out to Hartley. Her three short. Rebound in traffic. They're going to call a foul on the Warriors. I think that should be on Nissa. She came flying in. Oh, they did call it. Okay. It is on Twine. I was going to like... There was a blue jersey came flying in and took out three white jerseys. That's going to be the second foul on Clarissa Arizmendi and put 80 Nisley on the line to shoot two. 15 foul on the Nissa Bulldogs. It's going to bring Johns back into the game, I believe, for Arizmendi. Her sister's on the bench with three fouls. 80 Nisley at the line. Gets the first one to roll in. 80 with 10 points in the first half of this game. She has played spectacularly and has no fouls and has played great defense. One more coming for the sophomore guard. Second team all-league selection in PacWest Conference. Misses that one. Rebound knocked away but chased down by Draper. Warriors continue to go 50-50 at the line. Hartley picked off by 80. She'll take it in with the right hand and score. 80 Nisley with 12. She read that. Warriors up 8. Remember, this was tied at 20. It's an 8-0 run. Hartley on the sideline. Now has it on top. Brinley works to the left angle. Picks up her dribble to Draper. Wants to go baseline. Pulls up from 15 and hits it. Quiets the Warrior crowd. Ambry Draper with her first basket of the game. 28-22. 40 seconds to go. 80 directing traffic. Emily fakes the three, goes in the corner to Maya. On top, 80 looks at the three, doesn't want it. Lots of time. McMullen. Jed wants people moving. McMullen picks up her dribble over to 80 on the wing. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Rice with the drive, loses it off her leg. Got the reach in coming from number 23 there, London Hartley. Emily, a good idea, just couldn't quite get past Hartley's outstretched arm there. Hartley with the ball, gives it up to Brinley Hartley. Brinley, they go to trap her. She throws ahead to Draper. Draper wants to go back to Brinley, goes to London Hartley instead. Hello, Johns tries to back down Wilson, back out. There's a ball poked away, and they don't get it off. That is the end of the first half. Great defense by the Warriors. They finish the quarter on an 8-2 run. It's 28-22. Amity Warriors on top here as we go to halftime. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes with some halftime. Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Wherever you are, it is halftime here from Marshfield High School. The Amity Warriors finished the first half on an 8-2 run to go up 28-22. Had an 8-0 run there and gave up a basket to close that back to 6. Warriors were up 4 after 1. Nyssa battled back on a 9-5 run in the second quarter to make it a 20-20 game. And then the Warriors, as I mentioned, finished on an 8-2 run. So overall in the quarter, the Warriors outscored Nyssa 13-11 after outscoring them 15-11 in the first quarter. For the Amity Warriors, 89's leading the way with 12 points and multiple steals. I don't know how many, at least 3 steals that I can think of that 80 had in that first half. Eliza with 6 points. Sarah Lynn Grove with 4. Emily Rice with a 3-pointer off the bench. That was an awesome surprise. That's what really kind of triggered the Warriors' 8-0 run was Emily burying that 3. Warriors had just scored a basket, came back down, and she nailed it clean. Alyssa McMullen with 2 and Maya Harzma with 1. Alyssa made her first shot and then kind of quiet after that, missed some shots that normally she would make. Looking forward to her getting untracked a little bit. Nyssa plays man-to-man defense. They're aware of who our shooters are. They know who they're trying to really close out on. And so it's allowed the Warriors to attack the basket more with the drive because by the Arizmendi girls having to go out and cover shooters on the perimeter, they're not there to protect that paint. And that's led to the Warriors shooting, let me see here, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 foul shots in the first half compared to 7 for Nyssa. Nyssa, 3 out of 7 from the line, and the Warriors, 6 out of 12, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, because the Warriors split all 6 pair. 80 split 2 pair, Maya split a pair, Eliza split 2 pair, and Sarah Lynn split a pair. So if the Warriors can shoot a little bit better from the foul line and continue to attack that paint, if Nyssa's going to stay in that man-to-man defense, I think the Warriors are going to be able to continue to drive. They just have so many girls who can drive. And Maya has gotten in there and just not been able to finish several times. She's had outstanding moves to get herself right to the rim and just not been able to get the touch to finish it. Normally, she is one of the best finishers in our league on the drive. Same thing for Eliza. Eliza's been in there. She's got a couple of baskets, but she's been in there a number of times. But really, I think if we see 80 kind of get her game going there a little bit, Alyssa's had some good looks. If she can get a couple more of those to drop and the Warriors just continue to attack the paint, if Nyssa stays in this man-to-man, I feel good about where the Warriors are in this game. For Nyssa, they have London Hartley and Brinley Hartley with 6 each. Clarissa Arizmendi with 6 as well. Ambry Draper has 3 and Eddie Cleaver has 1. 3 3-pointers by Nyssa. Clarissa Arizmendi hit 1 and London Hartley hit 2 off the bench. The first one she banked in from the wing. So I'm gonna throw that one up to a little bit of nervous luck that she got. The second one was a clean look from the left angle that she drained. For the Warriors, 2 threes, 1 by Sarah Lynn fairly early in the game, and then Emily Rice late in that second quarter. So the second half, if we can get Alyssa and 80 to knock down a 3 or 2, that'll really pull that defense out. So some work to be done still for the Warriors. Up 6, but a little bit of foul trouble. Sarah Lynn and Eliza both with 2 fouls. Kylie Wilson also with 2 fouls, I believe. And the Warriors got themselves in early foul trouble in that quarter, but then were able to battle back and kind of even up the fouls in the quarter by being aggressive. Not much else the Warriors can do other than, do a little bit better job on the defensive glass. We gave them some second chance opportunities, And then defensively, though, I love what the Warriors have been doing. Just got to stay away from a couple of those cheap fouls. Sarah Lynn picked up her second foul on an offensive foul where she pushed off when she was surprised to find a bulldog standing there as she pivoted. She got a little out of sorts and pushed off. And then Eliza picked up her second just being too aggressive. And so just needs to back off. But other than that, just playing in our normal defensive set, the Warrior girls have done a great job of not picking up fouls and playing pretty aggressively. Shooting percentages in the first half for the Warriors, 10 for 22. Is that overall, including three-point? And 2 out of 8 from three-point range. Nyssa, 8 for 14 overall, 3 out of 4. A lot of turnovers in that first half for Nyssa. They shot a decent percentage from the field, but really didn't take that many shot attempts. From the foul line, Nyssa, 3 out of 7, and Amity, 6 out of 12, as I mentioned before. All right, we're going to take a break and be back in just a minute with second half action here from Marshfield High School. This is KLYC and Podbean.
One is OV.
All right, getting ready to start the second half here from the home of the Pirates, the Marshfield High School, the Pirate Palace, as they call it here, the OSA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship 3A Girls Basketball. First round action here in the final sight. Your Amity Warriors with a 28-22 lead. Warrior girls huddle up. Starters back on the floor. Eliza and Sarah Lynn with 2 fouls each. Some smiles after they kind of break their huddle. It's a team that's, every one of these girls on the floor has been here at least 2 years in a row to play on this floor. Maya and Sarah Lynn, 3 years in a row. So see if they can relax and just kind of play their game. Alyssa on the left angle with it, guarded by Arizmendi. That's a 5'10 wing guarding her, making it tough to get shots off. Eliza turns a corner and stripped. Ball taken away in there by Draper. Got in deep and got doubled. Draper with it in the forecourt. Knocked away and off her foot. No, that went off her foot. They missed the call. Jed not protesting, but that ball was knocked away by 80 and off the foot of Draper out of bounds. They missed it. Bummer for the Warriors. Hartley swings to Draper on the wing. Trying to feed the low post. Does. They double her. Back out. Draper for three. Short. Rebound. Eliza with it. Good rebound. Wanted to throw deep. Couldn't get Alyssa. Now she drives all the way in. Off balance. Lays it up and in. Eliza Nisley with a circus shot and rolled an ankle coming down. She's going to get up, though. She's not screaming in pain, so that's a good sign. She'll probably have to come out of the game because they stopped the flow of the game. I'm not sure. She's walking it off. I would, if you can leave her in, you want to leave her in and let her walk. He says, okay. They stopped it naturally because the shot had gone in and Nyssa hadn't inbounded the ball yet. Eliza just kind of working off, just a little tweak, hopefully. That was a really tough angle going to the baseline down the right side of the key. They're going to get Kylie in here briefly. Arizmendi throws ahead. Hartley for three. No. Oh, she banked it in. The second time today they banked in a three-point shot. Pass ahead. Grove lays it up and in. What an assist from Maya Harzma to Sarah Lynn Grove. She's got 6 in the game. Warriors up by 7, 32-25. Long pass ahead. Draper, her pass picked off by Harzma. Great job by Maya to read that. They were trying to go to Arizmendi across. Way ahead to McMullen on the baseline. Lost it. Gets it back. Back out to Grove. They reset the offense. Eliza on top. Eliza a little gingerly on that ankle still. High post with it now. Gets bumped. No call. Gives it to McMullen. 17-footer. Straight away. Buries it. Alyssa McMullen with her second basket. Beautiful to see that. Warriors up 9. Largest lead of the game. They trap Hartley. She throws back into the backfield. The backcourt, Arizmendi chases it down, and a timeout taken by Nyssa before the 10-second call. They were right at 10 seconds. Arizmendi wasn't close to getting it across half court. Coach Chamberlain jumping up and down, wanted that timeout. That was going to be a bad turnover for them. 6:10 left to go in the third quarter, 34-25, Amity on top here, and we had a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here, but we are going to let you know that Toyota says Deer style, efficiency, and performance. Glad we're on the same team this season and every season. Let's keep huddling up and going for it. Toyota, let's go places. Also, OSAA is today is your spot for all high school state championship coverage from news, stories, coaches, polls, and more. Get it all by visiting OSAA today. Go to osa.org/today today. All right. Back in action, Nissa with the ball. They get a fresh 10 seconds on that timeout. So they have 10 to get it across, but only 25 on the clock. Hartley works left, cut off by McMullen. Throws long lollipop pass there, picked up by Arizmendi. Arizmendi on the wing, working against Harzma. Goes behind her back. Traveled. Drug that pivot foot. Great defense by Harzma and Grove. Grove was denying the low post entry pass to Clarissa Arizmendi, and Clarita Arizmendi traveled, trying to make the pass. Kylie Wilson on the floor. Eliza gets a break with that ankle. And if I would, I hope they've got her walking around, keeping that thing loose. High post Wilson. Hands off to 80. 80 with the drive. Should be a foul. No call there. And then 80's going to get a loose ball foul diving in, trying to get that ball back. That's her second foul, I believe, of the game. Nope, first foul. Love it. 5:43 to go, third quarter. Warriors up 9. Back on the defense here. Arizmendi inbounds to Brindley Hartley. Back to Arizmendi in the backcourt. Throws back ahead to Hartley. Hartley, left wing, over to Clarissa Arizmendi. And that was a bad foul by Kylie, trying to knock that ball away from the hands of Arizmendi. Third foul on Kylie. She's got to be smarter out there. That was just a kind of a useless foul. Nothing good was going to come out of it. You weren't going to get steal on that. You're almost certainly going to get called for a foul. Best case scenario, you just knock the ball out of bounds. It doesn't help you really either. Hartley, or Draper on top to Hartley. Hartley swings it to Arizmendi for a wide open three. She hits it. Nobody rotated out on Clarissa Arizmendi. That's her second three. She's got 9 in the game. McMullen at the other end to Grove for a deep three. No good. Wilson inside. She's fouled by Johns. Chloe Johns with the foul. Wilson to the line to shoot 2. It's a 6-point Warrior lead. First team foul on the Bulldogs. Third on Johns in the game. To the line, Kylie Wilson to shoot 2. It was off the back of the rim. I thought she had it. I was going to say buried it. So as per the Warriors' free throw shooting tonight, she'll make the second one, split the pair. These are the 13th and 14th foul shots of the day, and she does. Warriors 7 out of 14 from the foul line, back up by 7 points, 35-28. It's a drive and a kick by Draper. Hartley, quick trigger 3, no good. Rebound, Harzma, and it's knocked away from her by Arizmendi. Good hustle by Maya Harzma to get to that loose ball. Pick something up for somebody that she knocked on the floor over there. Eliza back in. Kylie out with her 3 fouls. So Eliza's ankle must be feeling pretty good. Maybe they got some tape on it. That'd be good. Warriors inbound. McMullen with it to Harzma. She'll work her way up the middle of the floor. Nobody picks her up until she crosses half court. Man-to-man defense by Nissa still. Harzma hesitation dribble on the right side. Out to Eliza on top. Eliza swings to McMullen. Quick trigger 3. Short. Rebound. Pulled down by Draper. Ahead to Hartley. Hartley lays it up and in. London Hartley with 8 points in the game. Transition basket for the Bulldogs. Going the other way. Harzma with the drive. And it's knocked off her foot and out of bounds. Arizmendi reaching in. Knocked that away. 5-point Warrior lead. 4:27 left to go third quarter. Bulldog basketball. Jed applauds on, says what he wants. Warriors in a 1-2-2 look here. Hartley, lollipop pass over to Arizmendi. Arizmendi with it in the corner to London Hartley. They trap her a little bit. She hands off to Arizmendi. 17 on the shot clock. Skip pass. Warriors knock it away. Great defense by 80. Eliza comes up with a steal. 80 interfered with Arizmendi's line of sight, and she didn't catch the ball because of that. Just like a good defensive back in the face of the receiver. High post, handed off. It's 80, turning the corner, hooks it out. Maya for three. No good. Rebound. Arizmendi takes it over the top with her long arms away from 80. Arizmendi girls play catch. They throw long ahead to Draper on the baseline, cut off by Grove. Back out on top. London Hartley feeds back out. Draper for three. No good. Rebound. Loose. Harzma has it to the floor, and it's knocked out of bounds by Nissa. Great hustle by Maya Harzma. Over and over again. Emily Rice in. She's going to get Maya a break. So we'll see who runs the point here for the Warriors. Extended man-to-man defense now. Warriors get it into 80. And they have a little bit of a break going the other way. 80 takes it in. I know. Tries to go to Grove. Misses. Rice tries to save. Can't. 80 just a little bit deep before she made that pass. And it created a tough angle for Sarah Lynn to catch it. And then she threw her fastball. Hartley ahead to Arizmendi. Goes behind the back. And 80 with the steal. Fouled by Arizmendi. Arizmendi loose with that handle. Went behind her back and just lost it. That's her third, I believe. Fourth on Arizmendi. So she'll have a seat on the bench with 3:08 to go in the third quarter. Trinidad in. So now they only have one big girl on the floor. That's number 20, Clarissa Arizmendi. Warriors inbound. Grove throws ahead to McMullen. Hartley right on her. McMullen out to 80. 80 down low. Eliza reverse laying up and in. What a pass by 80. And a catch and finish by Eliza on the reverse. 37-30 Warriors. 80 goes for the steal, doesn't get it. Alyssa picks up Hartley. Hartley drives, kicks to the corner. Arizmendi, her shot affected, and the rebound by Rice. I think 80 got a piece of that for the block there. Eliza brings it up the left side. Warriors by 7, 2:35, and counting to go here in the third quarter. Eliza trying to balance the floor up, gets a screen. What are they going to call this on is the question. They confer it is on 24, Draper. That's the third team foul on Nissa, second on Draper. Warriors up 7 with the ball. Largest lead has been 9. 80 gets it into Eliza. Eliza gets a screen from 80, rubs off that, gets to the corner, goes to 80 on the cut, lays it up, foul, and scores! What a shot! What a pass! Oh, my goodness! 80 Nisely with a tough finish. In Arizmendi's chest, drew the foul. Arizmendi's third foul. What a pass from Eliza to 80. Wonder twin powers activate, folks. Oh, my goodness. What a highlight pass and catch. Into the game, number 32, Cleaver replaces Draper. So Clarita Arizmendi has 4 fouls. Clarissa now has 3. 39-30. 80, a chance to make it a double-digit lead. And it's halfway down. But it's tipped. Arizmendi out of bounds. Warriors basketball. So the best of what could have happened on a missed free throw does. The Warriors get the ball back. Alyssa's going to inbound right side of the key about 2 or 3 feet along the baseline. Triggers in. Fakes to Grove. Goes to 80 on the cut, lays it up. No good. Trinidad with the rebound. Warriors up 9, can't get to double digits again. Trinidad to Hartley. London Hartley turns back into McMullen. Works the ball to the side. Might have been a travel there. Off balance, Arizmendi misses. 80 with the rebound, and she is fouled. No, jump ball. Nissa gets it on the alternating possession. 2:01 left to go, third quarter. 39-30, Amity on top. 4 fouls on Nissa, so any foul will put the Warriors on the line. Not that that's been a great thing. Warriors 7 out of 15 from the foul line tonight. Nissa looking to trigger it in. Finally going in the corner. Arizmendi can't get the 3 off, and the ball is kicked out of bounds by Eliza. New shot clock there. Minute 59 left to go in the third. Trying to see, that's Brinley Hartley who's inbounding out on the almost to the 3-point line. Pass tipped. Eliza tips. Hartley gets it back. Baseline jumper. No good. Trinidad with it. Kicks it out. Hartley for three, no good. Rebound inside. Arizmendi might have traveled, no call. Out to London Hartley. Dribbling left, scooping off balance, out of control. And they're going to give her shots. She had totally out of control with that left hand, off balance, but you got to hold your feet. Emily Rice going to pick up the foul. You have to see that coming at you as a defender and just plant yourself and let her come. She'll run you down. Instead, they put Hartley on the line to shoot two. Her first one, good. From what I've seen, she might be the best shooter on the team. Rice out, Harzma in. One more coming for Hartley, who's got 9 points in the game. Second one, no good. Tipped and controlled by Grove. Fires it ahead to 80 nicely. 80 in the front court, over to Eliza, drives baseline all the way in, lays it up, and in! Oh, Cleaver thought, I'll just step out and play some defense on her, and Eliza went past her like she was a doorpost. Hartley with it in the front court. Works to the sideline, we're going to get a foul. A travel! 80 nicely thought she might have picked up the blocking foul. Instead, there's a travel called on London Hartley. And I think Coach Chamberlain might feel this one slipping away a little bit here. There's a minute 20 left to go in the third quarter. Warriors up 10 with all the momentum. Eliza wants to drive, spins, gets in deep, all the way in, lays it up and in. Eliza Nisley, attack, attack, attack. She just refuses to take the pull-up jumper. She is getting to the rim. On the sideline, Hartley drives. Scoops around with the left hand, misses. Cleaver misses. Rebound inside. Trinidad kicks it out. Arizmendi for three, hits it. Can't leave her alone. And she's not in there rebounding. She's just standing out there looking for a three-point shot. She's 5'10". She's nowhere near the paint. Nine-point Warrior lead. 53 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. We have a full timeout, and we'll be back on KLYC and on Pop. Welcome back to Warrior fans. End of the third quarter here. 45 seconds to go. Harzma up the right side. In the corner to McMullen. Fakes the drive. On top, Grove for three. No good. Rebound knocked loose. 80 with it. Jump ball be Warriors ball. So Warriors will inbound. Sarah Lynn with a good look there from three-point range. I like that shot. She almost took too long to shoot it. Harzma to inbound, right side of the key a few feet. Gets it to Grove in the corner. On top, McMullen for three. Hits it! Alyssa McMullen buries the three. The Warriors by 12. Tied for their largest lead of the game. Hartley works to the right. Cut off on the sideline. Loses it. Throws ahead. Picked off by Eliza. She's probably fouled. No call. Maya with it. With 16 seconds ahead to 80-80. Drive, scoops with the left hand, missed the shot. Arizmendi with the rebound. Arizmendi up the left side. Cut off, throws it ahead with 7 seconds, and we're going to get a reach and foul on Sarah Lynn. Fourth team foul on the Warriors, third on Grove. So Nyssa will inbound with 5.4 seconds left to go in the third quarter, trailing by 12. Brinley Hartley will inbound left side of the key, trying to go to Arizmendi. Good job on the Warriors. Trinidad with it. Might have traveled. Feeds down low. Cleaver scoops. No good. Rebound, Warriors. And that's the end of three quarters. Amity on top. 46 to 34. 18. If you own property. Welcome back to Amity Warrior basketball playoff style, folks. 46-34. Amity on top of the Nyssa Bulldogs in this rematch of an early season game where the Warriors won by, oh, go back to that. I think it was 6 points, 57-51. Nyssa with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Brinley Hartley drives left, cut off, kicks to Arizmendi in the corner. Out on top. It's a drive by Draper. She's fouled by Wilson. Wilson's fourth. Draper to the line to shoot. Two foul shots. She's one out of two from the line. So is that going to get Rice back in? They're going to wait. Not sure what they're going to do. Free throw good for Draper. Oh, 80's coming back in. I didn't realize she was on the bench. So she cannot check in. So Wilson out. There was some confusion whether or not they were going to let 80 into the game. So starting lineup back on the floor for the Warriors. Both Nisleys, McMullen, Harsman, Grove. And both free throws good for Hartley. That's a Draper gets a pair. Ball knocked away. Eliza gets it back. Tries to feed Maya. And then she is fouled by Arizmendi. That's her fifth. She just fouled out of the game on a reach-in foul. I kind of feel bad for her. That was just a hustle play that just inadvertently caught some contact. So she fouls out of the game. She did not score for the Bulldogs, but she brings so much length out there. All right. Grove in the corner. McMullen swings to down top, and Grove with the left hand missed that one. A little too strong. Great pass from Eliza. And Hartley loses it off of 80's leg and out of bounds along the sideline. Johns back in, replaces Cleaver. So on the floor for Nyssa, it's Long, Hartley, Johns, Arizmendi, and 24 is Draper. They get the ball to Draper on the left wing. Warriors in a 2-3 zone now. There's a block on Long. Eliza with a block takes it in, and she is fouled from behind. Two shots coming for the best defensive player in the state, Eliza Nisley. If you don't believe me, ask the coaches in our league why she made first team all league in the PacWest Conference. It was not because of just her offense. It's because defensively she is amazing. And this is on a team of great defensive players. She stands out. Buries the first foul shot. Eliza with 9 points here in the second half. One more coming. She had 6 in the first half. Misses that one. Warriors cannot buy a pair of free throws to save their lives. 11-point Warrior lead. Long pass ahead. And Eliza's going to pick up a foul. I thought she got ball on that, but it knocked Draper to the floor. It's going to be the third on Eliza. 7:06 left to go. Warriors up 11. One more little run could put this one out of reach, but starts on the defensive end. Warriors zone it up 2-3 on the inbound. And it's going to be Warrior basketball on the turnover. Johns couldn't handle the inbound. She lost it off her hands right back to the inbounder who wasn't inbound yet. So the Warriors get it right back on the turnover. Chance to extend this 11-point lead. 7 minutes to go in this first-round game. Winner will play in the evening tomorrow. McMullen for 3. No good. Ball tipped by 80 and out of bounds. Winner of this one gets a winner of Sutherland and Cresswell, who will play after this. By the way, as soon as this game is over, I am packing this stuff up. I'll give you the final scoring numbers. I'm packing it up, headed over to North Bend High School. I'm going to broadcast the Dayton Valley Catholic game so the Pirate fans can get a little they don't have to settle for just the generic broadcast. We can give them a little home cooking. It'll be fun for them. There's a drive off balance, lost it, and little push from Hartley getting frustrated as Harsman comes out of there with the steal. Harsman works up the left side, just unflappable. Gives the ball up to McMullen, high post, down low, Grove can't handle it, saves it. 80 chases it down with her great speed to Eliza. 18 on the shot clock, Eliza tries to go back to 80. Over to McMullen for 3. No good, short, long rebound. They trap Hartley in the corner. Stepped out of bounds. Grove and McMullen with the immediate trap in the corner on the offense or the defensive rebound forces the turnover. Warriors frustrating the ball handlers. Brindley Hartley going out with the attitude issues there. Harsmel inbound. The Warriors go 4 low in the corner to Grove, to McMullen on top. Nisley back to Grove, lays it up, fouled. Sarah Lynn to the line to shoot 2. Johns complaining that she was held. Wants to know how the foul is on her. got to be careful. She actually reached out and grabbed the official's arm to get his attention. That can be an it should be an actual instant technical. Official showing her some grace there. Grove at the line. Wouldn't it be cool to see two of these go in a row? Hasn't happened tonight for the Warriors. Grove hits the first one. One more for the junior center. Forward. Misses it. No, got it to roll in. It bounced high and dropped in. Jed wants a timeout. Grove now with, oh, what does she have? 8 points in the game. Four in each half. We've got a 30-second timeout. So we will stay right here, but we'll use this opportunity to remind you that if you want to stay in shape, be involved in a sport you love, and earn money in the process, you could become an athletic official. There's a shortage of officials in Oregon, and we need you now more than ever. Visit osaa.org/officials for more information and to get registered. And you know how nice I am to officials. That could be you. I could be being that nice to you. I actually had a great conversation with an official last night. My wife could vouch. I'm only hard on officials when they're out there trying to do their job. I'm going to say these officials tonight overall have done a very good job. I've been very, a couple missed calls, but that happens. But they've called a very balanced game, as attested by the foul trouble on both teams. But they've also let plenty go. They haven't called it too tight. Hartley trapped at half court, struggling with it, probably traveled, gets it to Long. Who hands off to Draper. Draper cut off. Warriors trapping everywhere right now. Offensive foul. 89 Nisley draws the foul. Unbelievable game she is having on both ends of the floor, but especially has played phenomenal defense without fouling. She has one foul in the game. Just picked up that one. She has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 points. Eliza with 6 in the first half, 9 in the second half, so she's got 15. They're leading the way for the Warriors. 80, running the point here. Pulls up, takes the 3, no good. Grove tries to get the rebound, does. What a board. Back out to 80. 80, hands to Maya. They'll reset the offense with a new shot clock, 30 seconds on it. To 80, top of the key, down low. McMullen finds Eliza on the cut. She was probably fouled, no call. Great pass from Alyssa to Eliza there. There's Mendy up the right side. Throws a long pass cross court. They get it to Hartley on top. She drives. Rough shot. Off balance. And then another bad shot by Long. And that one might have been partially blocked by Eliza Nisley, not 80. And she gets the ball on the rebound to Harzma. Warriors up 13 with the ball. Eliza hands to 80, all the way with the left hand, and scores. They run their own little two-man weave under the foul line. And 80 now with 16 in the game, the leading scorer. 15-point Warrior lead. The route is on here as their defense just continues to unravel the guards of Nyssa. Hartley drives left, gets to the corner, tries to go baseline, cut off, throws a weak pass back out on top to Long. Long gets a screen and a reach-in foul on Alyssa. With 12 on the shot clock. Third team foul on the Warriors. Into the game, number 23, London Hartley replaces Long. Draper will inbound left side of the key. Wilson going to come back in as well. She's going to get 80 a break. 80 has been phenomenal tonight. Cannot say enough about her. Draper to inbound, trying to get the ball to Hartley. Wilson ties it up. Kylie Wilson playing great defense, knocked the ball loose, and then got two hands on it as Hartley grabbed it as well. And the Warriors with the alternating possession turnover there. 4:23 left to go in this one before they advance to the second round. Harzma, the unflappable one, brings it up the middle of the floor, works to her left, backs up. Create some space. High post. Grove. Hands off McMullen. 17-footer. Buries it. Alyssa McMullen with 9 in the game. Great balance from the Warriors again. Assist by Grove. There's a pass ahead to Arizmendi. There's a steal by McMullen. She'll take it in. She gets fouled. Hartley with a frustration foul. Not even really making a play on the ball. Just kind of a little two-arm shove. as the Warriors continue to school the ball handling of the Bulldogs. McMullen to the line with 9 points, her first trip to the foul line tonight. McMullen buries the first one. 10 points in the game. Good turnout from the Amity student section. It's a long trip down here from Amity. We've got probably 30 high school students over there, maybe a couple middle school. McMullen hit them both, but a lane violation on either Grove. I think it must have been on Grove by the look on her face. So McMullen had 2 free throws, but the second one doesn't count. Warriors up 18, under 4 minutes to go. Trinidad to Hartley. Hartley splits the defense, drives in, runs into Wilson. Oh, my goodness. Wilson was standing still. They're going to call this on somebody else. Going to call it on Eliza reaching in from the side. They're like, Wilson had her position. Fourth team fouled the Warriors. So now both teams over the limit. 2 free throws on every foul the rest of the way. 3:47 to go in the fourth quarter. They inbound it. Grove with the block shot. Draper thought she was being cute. She inbounded it off of the derriere of Eliza, got it back, and Grove just simply turned and rejected the shot out of bounds like a middle blocker. Eliza out, 80 in. Eliza with a fantastic game tonight. The Twins have been spectacular, folks. They have been great tonight. Their second trip to Coos Bay. They're feeling comfortable. On the baseline, Draper misses, gets it back, throws it up, no good. Ball tipped, McMullen with a rebound. Over to 80. Nisley throws long ahead to Wilson. Wilson, push, no call. Then her shot was blocked out of bounds by Draper. She tried to get that shot up from kind of the side of the backboard there. Warriors will inbound right side of the key about 3 or 4 feet. Harzma lobs it into Grove, steps back, hits a little 8-footer. Sarah Lynn Grove, that smooth as silk jump shot. She has that mid-range down. 20-point Warrior lead. They go down low. Ball stolen away by Harzma. Harzma ahead to 80. 80 will attack on the right side. Hooks it over to McMullen. They're going to say she was fouled on the pass off, so 80 will go to the line to shoot 2. Trying to get the assist and would have had it to McMullen if they had allowed the shot to go. And Coach Chamberlain emptying the bench. With 3:12 to go, he's bringing in Morgan Johns, who hasn't been in the game yet. And I think Avon Lee Long. 80 hits the first one. What a night for 80. Let me check her score again. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 in the game for 80 Nisley. One more coming. Girls are just so much more relaxed this year down here. They're starting to really gain that confidence. She gets the second one to roll in. Pair of free throws for Nisley. And 17 points in the game. Long to Trinidad. Warrior girls just playing with a different level of belief in themselves. Pass inside, knocked away by 80. Stolen by Grove. Ahead to McMullen. She goes one-on-one with Long. Pulls up from 8 feet. No good. Wilson inside, foul. Great hustle by Kylie Wilson to run the floor, get the offensive rebound, and now she'll shoot 2 free throws. Wilson's had a bit of a rough night, but now things starting to kind of come together. Did Wilson get that first one? No, missed the first one. Thanks. My wife giving that to me. Come on, Kylie. Split a pair here. One more for Wilson. I thought she had it. But it's out of bounds off of Long, so the Warriors will get it again. Kylie misses a pair. But the Warriors get the ball back, so no harm. Lob into Wilson on the low post. Hands off to Harzma. Turns the corner. Tries to feed Rice. Long knocks it away and falls on the ball on the baseline, so it'll be Amity basketball again. They'll try this with 2:45 to go. Lobbing again to Wilson. This time she turns, scoops her. Oh, they're going to get her for a travel. Change the pivot foot, they said. It was a great try. She drew the double, tried to split the D and step through and couldn't do it. But it's a good idea. It's tricky footwork in the middle of traffic like that. It's easy when somebody does it well. It's hard when you're learning how to do it. They get it ahead. Long with a drive. gets in deep, misses the shot, and the ball out of bounds to the Warriors as 80 lets it go. 2.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Amity up 58-36. Maya Harzma brings it up, working against Long. Crosses over on her. Now goes back to the left hand. Into the game. Liliana right out has the ball. Back to Harzma. To Nisley on the right wing. Trying to go down low to Rice. Knocked away. Wilson with it. Turns around. Lays it up. And in! Kylie Wilson with a basket. Always in the right spot, that girl is. Warriors up 24 points, folks. Pass stolen by Harzma. Harzma takes it from Trinidad. Lays it in at the other end. The Warriors running away with this one. Jed says, back the press off, girls. 62-36. Amity by 26 points. Remember, this was a four-point game after one, and there's a double dribble called on Long. 4 points after one, 6 points at halftime, 12 after three, and the Warriors just opened the floodgates. 80 out, Maya out. Into the game comes Rachel Dyer and Grace Ulloa. Warriors inbound to right out. Travel. Cut off there by Long and traveled along the sideline. She was trying to go back to Rice. Rice wasn't looking. Great win here in the first round for the Warriors. They'll sleep well tonight. Look forward to playing probably Sutherland again, but Creswell and Sutherland will play next here. I will be headed over to North Bend to cover the play-by-play for the Dayton Pirates against Valley Catholic. Told them I'd try to cover their games down here for them, help out those Dayton people a little bit. We may not like the Pirates as Warriors, but it's a neighborly thing to do, so we'll do it. Ball out of bounds to Nissa on the missed three-pointer. Bingman into the game. Juarez into the game. Rice and Wilson out. Rice's three-pointer, her only points tonight, was a big three. The Warriors were up 22-20 when she hit it late in that second quarter. It put them up five and really gave them a shot of adrenaline. And as is wont to happen when you play the Warriors, your guards just get worn down. Long kicks it out to Long, and she banks in a two. That's, I'll get the right Long here. That was Evan Leia Long. In the front court, it's right out to Ulloa. Ulloa works to the right, tries to drive, lost the ball to Long. Long going the other way, right out back on defense. Long misses the shot, rebound, put back up, miss, and Dyer comes out of there with a rebound. Dyer up the left side, high dribble, trying to get it under control. Finally tried to, but dribbled it out of bounds. Just couldn't get that ball in. It looked like a yo-yo just kind of coming away from her hand too far each time. 40 seconds to go in this one, 62-38, as the Warrior faithful prepare to celebrate loudly. In just a minute. Behind the back, it's Hartley with it. There's another Hartley. This is Amity Hartley. Long, back over to Hartley in the corner to Long. Misses the three. Rebound on the weak side, pulled down by somebody who, oh no, by 14. That must be, no, there's 15 out there. She's not on my score sheet, my roster. Long along the baseline, leaves it short. She gets her own rebound, throws up some garbage. And Bingman chases down the board, so she's in the book too. Gets it to right out, 5 seconds. 4, 3, Warrior fans can let it loose. What an effort by these Warrior girls to come out, especially in the second half, and just dominate the Bulldogs. Give me a quick break here, folks. I'll be back with some scoring totals for you from Marshfield High School, where your Amity Warriors are victorious 62-38 over the... All right, folks, we are back here from Marshfield High School, where your Amity Warriors come away with a huge win over the Nissa Bulldogs. And as a result of that, they'll move on to the second round. It was a 62-38 win. Warriors were led tonight by 18 points for 80 Nisley, 15 by Eliza, 10 each for Alyssa McMullen and Sarah Lynn Grove, and then 3 points each from Kylie Wilson, Emily Rice, and Maya Harzma had three as well. Great balance for the Warriors. 12 for Clarissa Arizmendi to lead the way for the Bulldogs. So the Warriors with a win, they will move on to the second round. What's that? 62-38. Warriors will play the winner of Sutherland and Cresswell. It's going to happen next. I'm going to go off the air here and be back on the air. If you want to listen to the Dayton game, you can do that. Be back on. Try to be set up over there by 8:15. It might be a few minutes after the game gets started. We will see. That's it for me tonight, folks. I appreciate you being here and being a part of Amity Warrior Basketball. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.